Last night, the absence of winds and cool temperatures also calmed the fire. And as Summit County District Fire Warden Bryce Boyer said in a 10 p.m. press conference, the fire was put to rest for the evening. However, he says the fire is expected to resume again as winds and hot temperatures pick back up around midday today. While the fire was at 25% containment as of 10 p.m. last night, Boyer says they're optimistic for a 50 to 60% containment if winds don't kick up as strongly as they did yesterday. Late yesterday afternoon, the fire burned an additional home in the Rockport Estates Bridge Hollow area, bringing the total of homes destroyed to 14, with another 20 additional structures burned. Of those 14, some 7 homes are completely destroyed. When strong winds picked up around 1 p.m. yesterday, the fire, which had been held at bay all morning, surged and moved in a northerly direction with 60 to 100-foot walls of flames and traveling at 100 to 200 feet per minute, according to Boyer. Zane Thompson of the Park City Fire District said fire crews last night near the ridge of Promontory instigated a controlled burn, burning what he called green islands or areas of vegetation that were burned as a means to establish a more stable fire line. Those flames could be seen from Park City, and while many residents assumed that the fire had breached the ridge and was headed into Promontory, that was not the case. The controlled burn, according to Thompson, was about 200 yards long, running north-south along that ridge. Again, that was a controlled burn meant to burn off vegetation that could fuel the fire if it were to travel quickly up the steep slope on the east side of the ridge. Park City Fire Chief Paul Hewitt last night says he has every confidence that the fire will not make its way into Promontory. However, he did report to KPCW News earlier last evening that Park City crews had some, quote, dramatic stops of flames just a few hundred feet from the uppermost Promontory Ranch homes. Crews were in that area all night. Evacuation orders remain in effect this morning, the same as they were yesterday. Bryce Boyer says that with regard to the perimeter of the fire, if when winds resume today, they continue to shift 180 degrees, there is no perimeter, east, west, north, or south, that they're not concerned about. KPCW will speak with a fire spokesperson at 8:10 today for any additional updates. And interagency fire officials will host a press conference again this morning at 11 a.m. The Rockport fire has now burned about 2,000 acres. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.